Good evening, everybody. Good evening. Had a good day? Yeah? Good. Simon Kuf Pei Gimel, Seif Dalet, page 174. We're continuing with halachas of Birkas HaMazon, and to be more specific, with halachas of Kos Shel Brocha. We learned about the fact that a kos needs to be full, it needs to be whole, it needs to be complete. And now we're learning the way you're holding the kos. Mekabloi, says Shulchan Aruch in Seif Dalet, you should receive it, you should hold it, b'shtei yada, with both your hands. Should be held with shtei yada, with both hands. Ukshemaschil, so when you accept it, when you take it, should be with both hands. Ukshemaschil evorech, and when you actually start making the bracha, noitzloi b'yamini, you take the right hand, v'loi yisaya b'smoil, and it should not be supported with the left hand. Lo yisaya should not be supported b'smoil with the left hand. So you initially you take it with both hands, and then after that you're going to hold it with the right hand only. V'hainu, says the Rama, tafka, this is specifically referring to shloi tika, should not touch, has smoil, the left hand, bakois, the cup, but if you put the left hand under the right hand, to support the right hand, that's fine. So you take the cup with both hands, you hold it with the right hand. You're not meant to hold the left hand to hold the cup, but you are if you need to hold to support the right hand with the left hand, that's fine. But in essence, you should hold it with the right hand.
Quick question. If you're left-handed, though...
We'll get to left-handed people. I had you in mind. We'll get to that. We'll get to Seif later, yeah.
Why is it that way?
Very good. Mishlebu will address that question. So you take, we're going to see more details in Mishnah Berurah shortly, but what we've learned so far is, you accept it with both hands, and then you hold it with the right hand. You are allowed, lo yisaya b'smoil, should not be supported with the left hand. What does it mean, not supported? Not supported means, don't support the cup with the left hand, don't hold it with both hands when you actually make the bracha, but you are allowed to support the left hand to support the right hand. So if you're holding it like this, you'll be allowed to support the right hand through the left hand. Oh, we'll get to that in a minute. That's the Mishnah Berurah. So Seif Kot Yud Beis addresses Gabi's question. Top of that paragraph, Mekablo b'shtei yodav, you receive it with both hands. Kosav hataz, the Turizov writes, Ta'atamu, the reason is, why is it that we're doing it this way? Kedei in order leharois, to show chavivus, the passion, the love, kabolas, the receiving hakois of the cup olav on him. When you're accepting the cup, when you're about to initiate the benching and the bracha, you're excited about it. Therefore, you're taking it with both hands. Ve'achakach, and afterwards, oich zoi, you're holding it. Beyat echad, you're actually going to hold it with the right hand. Shelo yenira olav kamasu, that it shouldn't appear that it's a burden on you. If you keep holding it with both hands, it's showing, oh, it's such a heavy thing, oh, I can't be bothered, you're holding it with both hands. It shows that it's a bit of a burden on you. Therefore, you do accept it with both hands, you do initially hold it with both hands. That's just to show that you're excited, you're grabbing it with both hands. But when it comes to actually benching and making the bracha, you're gonna hold it with one hand, because that shows that you like, if you keep on holding it with both hands, it shows that it's like a burden.
The right hand,
because the right hand generally shows that it's the stronger hand and the more important hand, hence you're going to hold it with the right hand. Says, you hold the right hand, it has the main hand, and an important hand. Correct.
They're not from
Medina de Gemara. They're not Medina de Gemara. So it's from the Rishonim. Some of them are actually from the Achronim. We'll see soon. Some of them are from the Achronim. So it is not, it's to be seen in that light, in light of that. Yeah, very much so, absolutely. Yeah. Even within the levels of the Rabbonon, there's various levels of the Rabbonon. Chanuk and Purim is also a Rabbonon. I don't do nearly all opinions. But it's not on the same level than this. It's if I may say, it's a slightly, it's dinim and not Ikka halachos, Ikka gzeres. Some gzeres. Will be the same. It will be the same. It will be identical, yeah. Continues the Shtabu and Sevkot and Tezvav. Mutter. So if you're holding the left hand to support the right hand, Mutter, that's fine. Sevkot and Tezvav, Mutter. Kevin Sha'enu, Yabar Kois. When you're benching, when you're making the bracha, the left hand is not meant to hold the cup. You're allowed to hold the hand to support your right hand, but you're not allowed to hold it with both hands. That shows that it's a burden on you. Now the Mishnah says, "Kotz of Ashlod, the Shlach Kodesh, right? Which the Heilige Shlach Kodesh, right? Al pi Kabbalah, on following Kabbalah thoughts and the secrets of the Torah tell us, nochon it is proper." So this is not even a din. It's not even a loch. It's nochon. It is right. Shiyamid akoyz al kaf yeminoi. It is right to hold the cup on the right palm. Vaitz boys and the fingers yuzukufem soviv, and your fingers are surrounding the cup around it. You hold the cup from the bottom according to the Shlach Kodesh. Many people have a minik to hold, therefore, the cup from the bottom. And certainly that's a very, well, very common minik, but not everybody does. There are people who are not makpid on that, and they have got their reasoning as well. But the Mishnah Berurah says, in the name of the Shlach Kodesh, I'll be Kabbalah. For Kabbalah matter, for Kabbalah, it is right to hold the cup in that way, that you're holding it on your palm, and your fingers are around the cup. Now the Mishnah Berurah says elsewhere, and I want to just put it in this light, I want to bring it in this context, that Mishnah Berurah generally doesn't go with Kabbalah sources so much, but the Mishnah Berurah elsewhere says in the earlier Siman, Mishnah Berurah says that if there is no contradiction between Kabbalah and revealed Torah, if there's no contradiction, then he might as well do they want the secrets of the Torah as well. You're allowed to do Kabbalah as well. But the second it clashes, you're not going to go with Kabbalah. You're going to go with the revealed Torah. So this is obviously an example that Mishnah Berurah holds. There's nothing wrong with doing it that way. So you might as well. But others hold that it's better not to do it. But Mishnah Berurah, I'm saying it's nothing wrong if you don't do it. It's up to Kabbalah only. If it's nothing wrong if you don't do it. But Mishnah Berurah says that. Now, there's such a Kabbalah according to Kabbalah. You should not hold the cup with your left hand. You should not support the cup with your left hand. That's fine. That you could. No, you're right. So there's two levels. You should not hold, should not support the cup with your left hand. The Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch says that you are allowed to support the right hand. You don't support your right hand through the left hand. But Mishnah Berurah adds a chumrah that if it's not necessary, then don't do that. Preferably don't. Yeah, correct. Yeah. But if you're weak, or somebody's weak, or somebody's schwach, he can't do it, then it's fine. But otherwise, don't. Yeah, according to the Kabbalah, you should dafka hold it from the bottom and the fingers should be around it. I can't explain why, I have no clue why. But the Kabbalah should be dafka from the bottom up. Yeah, holding it like that, yeah. I know some people do it like that. I know some people seem to have a minute to do it like that. Can't machavek. It seems to be that some Gdolin did it like that. Yeah. So, Sivkotten.
Can I say, what's the last part of this?
Loito makois bevat yadayim. I haven't seen that yet. Loito makois bevat, no gloves. Yeah, hold the cup with you actually, even if it's cold, take them off before you, right, the continues now. You should lift it from the ground, one tefach, it's not that much, lift up the cup one tefach, it's not so much. If you're sitting on the floor, you lift it from the ground one tefach. Yeah, good, thank you very much. Yes, absolutely. Veimu meise b'sholchan, if you are on the table, magbir ma'al ha'sholchan tefach, to lift it up, a tefach from the table. For noisen by einav, additionally, look with your eyes onto the cup, shelo yasiach daitoi, that your mind shouldn't drift away from the broch on the cup. You should look with your, look, observe, gaze onto the cup. That your mind should be on the cup, and you should look at it properly. Val Kain, we'll stop over here. We'll stop here for a minute, because Mishnah adds a few halachas here. Umak bioi, why do you have to lift it up? Sif Kotlin tes zain in the Mishnah Bura. Kedei in order, shiye nire hakois, you should lift up, that the kois, the pecha, the cup should be seen. Lekol amesubin, everybody around the table should be able to see, view, and see the cup. Lekol amesubin, everybody sitting around the table. Ve'yestak luboin, you should be looking at it. So it's important to lift up the cup proper. Ubigmor mas michlo akon, the Gemara learns it from my pasuk, the ksiv kois, Yeshua's, as what the pasuk says in Tehillim, kois, Yeshua's, the cup of salvation, as so I will raise, and therefore you have to raise at the very least one tefach. maybe, oh well, but, yeah, I suppose, yeah, you're right, but let me see, as the Gemara of kois, Yeshua's, as so, yeah, correct. Yeah, okay, that's another topic about standing alone. So this is going to be aloch in the later simon, regards to Hilchas Kiddush specifically. Here, we're actually, these alochas are actually mentioned with regards to benching, and over there there's obviously no aloch of standing. Yeah, shalo yasiach daitu min ha-brocha from the brocha. Good, okay, now continues the Shulchan Aruch now with the following aloch. So there's aloch of noisen by einov, you should look at it. It's an important aloch that one should look at it. You should look at the cup before you make the bracha. And continues the Ramah. Don't use a cup which has a very narrow ending, a narrow kind of spout. Don't use that. Don't use a cup that has a very narrow ending. Because like this, if it's a narrow kind of spout, then you won't be able to see what's in the cup. And therefore you won't be fulfilling that. You won't be fulfilling that bracha. Yeah, continues the Shulchan Aruch. Umeshagroi le'ishtoi, you should then pass it on to your wife. You should pass on the cup to your wife. Shetishtei mimena, she should also drink from the cup. So you should make the broch and eventually pass it on to your wife. The cup should be passed. Umeshagroi, you should pass it on le'ishtoi to your wife. Sifkot, you test in Mishneh Berurah. More on that. Umeshagroi le'ishtoi shal gidei kois shel brocha. This is the concept of a kois shel brocha. This is the concept of kosher bracha. As we all know, very often a person makes a bracha, whether it's by Kiddush, whether it's by Abdullah, whether it's by... There's a concept of kosher bracha, to drink from a becha shel bracha that wasn't made a bracha on. It doesn't mean the bracha bo pegofen, it means an additional bracha. That is a concept of kosher bracha. There's a special benching, a special bracha, a special... If a person drinks from kosher bracha, therefore pass on, after having benched on the cup, pass on the cup to somebody else, to your wife, to your rebbetzin, because it's a kosher bracha, she's going to give you bench by drinking from it. Even if your wife didn't eat the meal with you, if she was secluded in the kitchen, for instance, and she didn't eat with you, nevertheless, at the end, then give her the cup kosher bracha, because like this, she's going to have the schus of drinking from a kosher bracha. And if there's other additional guests around the table, they should also have from it. It's not specifically with regards to your wife. In fact, anybody who is going to drink from the kosher bracha is going to give a bench from it. So everybody should have a little bit of a taste of a kosher bracha. This is brought elsewhere as well. Now you should drink from a kosher bracha. And if the guest is the one who is making the bracha for benching, and now he made perpek often, and now there's a kosher bracha, he should pass on now, and he was the guest, he made the bracha on, he should now pass on to the balabais, this kosher bracha. Lishto is me kosher bracha. Kedesh is boich balabais, that the balabais, in turn, should be benched from it, and he should have the bracha of a kosher bracha, yeah. The wine inside. You could indeed, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. Correct, yeah. No. You saw that he has to be from the actual cup? I never saw this. Why should it be from the actual cup? Now, I don't know if there's such a kapada. I don't know. I never heard of this. You have a makoy for it? You have a... Well, you heard this, that it should have to be from the cup? Hey, I don't know. I'm raising my hands. I don't know. I didn't see anything. Could be. I don't know. The Mishneh Berurah in Sharitzin, Sef Katan Yud Tes, which is the top line of the Sharitzin, says that if the Balat, this is an interesting idea, that if there's a, so let's say you're invited somebody somewhere, and he's asking you to bench, and you are benching, and you're benching, and at the end, after benching, you may both pray a gofen. Now you're passing on to, you drink a bit, and you're passing on to the house owner, to the Balabais. Now do you also need to pass on to his wife or not? Kosh Lebracha, you need to pass it on to her as well. So Sha'atzin Zef Katan Yud Tes says, you don't need to. You're passing on to the Balabais that he should be gebenched, he should be blessed, he should be gebenched. And the Mishneh Berurah adds in Zef Katan Yud Tes, and that's the top line, that he brings a raya from the Gemara, that if the husband is gebenched, then automatically the wife is going to be gebenched too. That makes sense. If there's bracha in the house for the husband, automatically it's going on to the wife as well. And I suppose the same vice versa as well. So therefore there's no need, if you're a guest, you don't have to pass on to every house member. If you pass on to the Balabais, that's sufficient. Okay. And now we're going to your Seif. We had you in mind. Seif, hey. Yesh Misha Oima. Some say, Sheim Avorich Itta. The one who makes the bracha is a left-handed person. Is it politically correct to call them lefties, or that's already not... No, of course no. Okay, it's a left-handed person. In French it's gauche, so I don't know what, you know, so it's a left-handed person. He will still hold the cup with his right hand, which is the left hand of everybody else. In other words, a left-handed person is gonna hold it with the left hand, because left hand is his right hand. Says the Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Chav, she smells the Adam. Vimu sholit b'shte yadim. What happens if he's? What's the word? I forgot. I always know. What's both handed? Okay, I'm not going to attempt to say it. Yeah. So if he can do it both hands, what's the halacha then? Oiches b'yamin shemin kol adam. Then he would hold his right hand. He was holding his right hand, but a left-handed person, left hand. And if he can do it equally with both hands, with right hand. What, and then comes the very important addition over here. Veda, Tmashuska b'siv dalet al siv zeh. All the halachas mentions in siv dalet about right hand, about not supporting with the left, about one tefachai, about being able to see the cup. All those halachas, passing on, kosher boch, all that, says the Shulchan Aruch. Veda, yishino, Mashuska b'siv dalet al siv zeh. All the halachas mentioned until now. His can be via God, the Heilige will not go and holds, to rak lehidu mitzvah lechatchila. It's a hidu mitzvah. It's nice if you do it, but if you don't do it, it does not matter. It's not matter. It's all hidu mitzvah. That's the ideal and the best way of making a bracha, but it doesn't matter if you're doing it wrong. Yeah.
If there's a woman on her own, like let's say she's not married,
yeah.
Does she make it the same way then? Would she make it herself?
She would indeed. Right, well? Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. Sif Vav. Mishenostoy loikois levoich loyesiachem avoich. The second you take the lift, you take the cup with the wine inside it, you will not loyesiach, you shall not talk. The person making the vach shall not talk. Mishenostoy loikois, from when he's given the cup, levoich to make a bracha, loyesiach, you shall not talk, hamavoich to make the bracha. Vamesubin. And the people sitting around the table. They should equally not talk. From the second that the person benching is starting, they should also not talk anymore. Not only from when he actually makes the bracha, that they should hear, and they should understand all the brachas that the bencher says, obviously they should not talk, hello, only, afilu even ben brocha levrocha, if he interrupts between each brocha individually, elohem lasiach, they should not talk either. So even if the person is making interruptions between the brochas, he needs a little pause in between the brochas, then even then, the people listening to the Baruch, they should not talk either. They shouldn't talk. Pardon? Okay, we'll hear more details in Mishnah Berurah. We're talking about benching. Yeah, we'll get to that. Your question is a very good question. No, I hear what you're saying. We're going to get to that. Yeah. It's quite similar. They're all similarly, yeah. It's quite similar. But this is a bit different. Let's see in a minute. Mishnah Slo Koisif Kotten Chavalev in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah from where he's given the cup. Ve'ad Achashtiyos until after drinking. Shulach Gmar Birkas Hamazon until the end of Birkas Hamazon. By the way, I just want to mention over here that it's a common mistake, I think, by Shev Bochas, and I'm talking about both by the Chasana and during Shev Bochas. This Mishnah Berurah says here, you shouldn't talk from beginning of benching until after he has drank the wine. So, on the normal circumstances, if there's normal benching, and he benches alakois, so he benches, and then afterwards you make purpia gof, and he drinks, okay, fine, nobody's going to talk until he's drunk, fair enough. What is important to mention, I remember hearing this years ago, but it's mamash this Mishnah Berurah over here, that by Shev Bochas, also the purpia gof comes at the end, right? Yeah. Purpia gof comes at the end. Pardon? Yeah, that's right. So you should, very good. So there also, one should ideally not talk until the purpia gofen. And that's quite hard to keep quiet for so long. But you shouldn't talk until the purpia gofen. So again, you know what I'm up to? Benching, then comes Shev Bochas. Yeah? So during the Shev Bochas, one should not talk. Contrary to what many people do. You should not talk because the Ad Lachashtioso, me people naturally, by chasna sometimes, hundreds of people, and they, so until they come around giving the Shev Bochas to everybody. So at Achashtiyos, until you finish drinking, you shouldn't talk. Yeah.
So these brothers are talking about at the time when there was one person who would be mighty everybody.
We're willing, yes, you are right.
So if you're making your own Shev Bochas, you're benching yourself, then once you finish, you
finish. Yeah. So you're right. You are right about the former point that you're making, that we are talking about that kind of benching, and we'll see what the Mishnah Berurah said about that. We'll see either tonight or maybe more likely tomorrow, we'll see, you're right. But nevertheless, this halacha of the purpia gofen lemaisa, there's only one person making the purpia gofen. So with regards to benching, you're right. But the purpia gofen is still done in a way that there's the mevorich who makes the purpia gofen at the end. And we must wait for his purpia gofen, even though you make an individual benching.
But he's not being mighty.
Correct, but with regards to purpia gofen, yeah. Yeah, but it's still there is still an element. If everybody would make a purpia gofen individually for their own kosh, then you're right. But since he is making a purpia gofen for the communal benching, therefore there is a loch, you need to wait until he's drunk.
Even though he's not being mighty.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
But if I do speak,
It's just that. Good question. It's just that you may not talk until he's made a bocha. It's true. You're not. It's not bocha levatola, and it's not. You're not causing a bocha levatola. But that's what. It's a din that one should not talk until. Yeah, yeah. What about it? This halacha won't apply, because there it's not a kosher bocha. You mean which purpose of an are you referring to? So there's only one of them which is with benching, and that one doesn't. There's only one that is with benching, and that one will apply there. The other ones are not connected to. I know you want to keep the seder shorter.
No, but are the others not?
Not as far as this is concerned. Okay, to recap what we covered tonight, so we'll get more about this benching element. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Mishnah Berurah is if cotton chavhei chavav. So just to recap what we covered, we spoke tonight about the way the koi shall be held. And again, Mishnah Berurah finishes off saying that this is own lechatchila mitzvah min hamufcha, and it's not ma'akev. But the way it should be held should be first initially accepted with both hands, lift it up with both hands, then hold it with the right hand. If you need to support it, then support your hand as opposed to the actual cup. And even that's not ideal. We learned that Kois Yishuas Esau, and it should also be raised in at least a tefach from the table, that everybody should see the cup. And we learned that there's a concept of kosher bracha. After having made a bracha on it, you pass it on to other people because of kosher bracha, and there's a special blessings that come on with drinking the kosher bracha. Especially one's wife, but other members around as well. A left-handed person holds it with a left hand. And we learned that you should not talk. Once you've lifted up the cup, you should not talk. We learned that other people should also not talk from when he has started benching. And we also learned that Kabbalah, one should hold the cup in from the bottom up with our fingers around it. But again, this is the Shulchan Kodesh in the name of Kabbalah. And and so more about this benching we'll readdress Sivov tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, in greater detail. Okay, so have a good evening, Abba Yisai.